Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to introduce Mr. Paul Bendat, Report Melbourne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to, through you, address Mr. Luscombe. Firstly, I want to formally express my sincere gratitude for a meeting that was organized Tuesday to deal with and listen to my concerns about the pokie business being conducted by Woolworths and its associates. It's a great praise of the culture that Mr. Luscombe, that people are prepared to listen, even though they may not agree when they walk into the room, in the hope that there may be some agreement coming out of the room. I actually have three items, so maybe I'll just deal with the first one and then sit down and jump to the back of the queue. The first item is I've provided your people with a one-page list of the matters that I've been asking about. I am mindful of that there are other shareholders who wish to speak, and I do not intend to go through the detail of that list. In addition to this document, I've written to Mr. Luscombe on three other occasions, and I've indicated clearly what was of concern to me, and hopefully he found it to be also a respectful expression of concern. I do not believe that shareholders are well served by surprise questions, and I should note that I have not received a substantive response to anything other than a very comprehensive auditor's report, and I was taken through that and satisfied to any questions that I had with respect to my request to the auditors. The first and most important issue for me is children in your pokey pubs and clubs. Your direction, Mr. Luscombe, for Woolworths was expressed to shareholders at the 2006 AGM. You said, and I quote, "Our aim is to create centers of family entertainment," end of quote. Mr. Luscombe, this is just wrong. It is the wrong direction for this company to be taking, and I ask for this direction to be changed. Gambling on pokies is adult entertainment. It's like betting, drinking, going to a brothel, or smoking. They are all legal entertainments. We're all entitled to enjoy them in whatever way we want to, but they are not suitable for children. Our few years as human beings of childhood are but a small part of our lives. There is plenty of time for exposure to adult entertainment, and I call upon this company to let kids be kids. In my meeting with your executives, they said that your pokey pubs were fulfilling a function as a community center in the absence of other facilities. This is not what I have seen in metropolitan Melbourne, Adelaide, and regional Victoria. There are plenty of restaurants for families to gather, let alone fast food outlets with playgrounds. And anyway, what's wrong with sitting and talking to your kids? Your executives raised the point on how I distinguish pokies from the Melbourne Cup, a public holiday involved with betting. It's not a good comparison. Pokies are dangerous in a way that the NAGS simply is not. Going to the Melbourne Cup is a social event. After watching people in literally about 120 of your pubs and clubs, you are overwhelmed by the loneliness and the solitary entertainment of somebody pressing a button on a computer-driven machine. The incidence of Australian problem gambling is linked to pokies. When I have to justify this statement in the light of a huge body of evidence, it seems like I'm going through some kind of 70s flashback.
Mr. Bendit, I wonder if I could say this is not an occasion for a policy speech. We get the feeling very clear that you have issues about this aspect of our operation, but I'm afraid this is a meeting of all shareholders, and so a long statement about the evils of gambling, whilst you might feel very passionate about it, is not what we propose to allow at this meeting.
I'm nearly finished, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If you'd make it brief.
It is very simple for you to fix the direction that Mr. Luscombe stated at your own meeting as the direction for these assets. Put a sign on the door of the pub or club, "No kids are allowed." And if you take this leadership position, the community will applaud you for it. You can change the whole industry and enhance the Woolworths brand by being a national leader on this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Michael, would you like to make some comments initially?
Well, thank you, Mr. Bendit, for your interest in our ALH business. We took the opportunity earlier in the week to, through our senior team, to meet with you and to take on notice all the issues that you have, and we will take them under advisement. Obviously, at the moment, the Productivity Commission has an inquiry into gaming, and will come out not only with its findings, but also some recommendations, and ALH and obviously yourself and other interests will have the opportunity to put that in place in through making a submission to that inquiry. But we do take very seriously our responsibility in terms of gaming, and of course children are not allowed in gaming rooms within our hotels, full stop.